It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Paul Ramel sitting in for Maynard Meyer this morning with the Vets Info on the Air with Josh Benega, VSO, right?
That's right. That's right.
You'll always remember that, huh? I didn't know what VSO meant a long while ago.
Well, you're, I'll chalk it up to your advanced age and your lapse in memory. Paul says he's not going to talk very much during this show, so I'm just going to make fun of him and see if I can get him to talk a little
bit
more.
Well, you know, I got so much gunk in my throat from the smoke over the weekend, that fire, Canadian fire smoke, man, that was bad this weekend.
I was out by the Missouri River this weekend, and it would just pool down in the valleys of the rolling hills that we were at.
Like fog in a valley.
You know, it was something else. I'm going to call my buddy, my colleague up in Roseau County, and tell him to turn on that gigantic fan he's got right on the borderline there to blow it back to Canada. You know, let them deal with the smoke.
Yeah, so I think we're in a alert till 6 o'clock tonight, it says.
So. Yeah, that's what I remember seeing.
But it does affect you.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. All right, Josh, we're going to salute a veteran today.
Of course.
I know this person.
Yeah, I think almost everybody knows this person, or at least knows the family. We're saluting Sergeant Leo James von der Haar. Leo was born on February 6, 1928, here in Madison. Passed away on September 25th, 1992. They had a large family that stuck around the Madison area for the most part. You know, he's the father of Dennis von der Haar and Becky Skalrud, and he was the husband of Ivy von der Haar, you know, our flag lady, former retired county commissioner, and she was a librarian, I think, wasn't she?
Yep. Yeah, and Madison Marietta Nassau School, I believe.
Okay.
And, when she saw a flag that wasn't being flown
When I got that flag disposal bin outside of my office, I called up Ivy and I said, I want you to come take a picture with it. You know, give your seal of approval on this thing. So, my flag retirement signs that I have throughout the town here have a picture of me and Ivy standing next to the retirement bin. So it's her seal of approval on it.
Yep. So. Yeah, she's great at that. I love that about her.
Yep.
She also always corrected me because on my social media, whenever I said spelled Lacaparral out,
the Q has to be lowercase.
She talked to you too, huh?
Yeah. That got ingrained in me pretty quick when I started working for the county.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Loved her. Yeah. And Leo, too.
Anyways,
a great guy.
Leo entered active duty in the United States Army on November 24th, 1950, in Minneapolis, was honorably discharged just shy of about 21 months later, on August 25th, 1952, at Fort Knox, Kentucky. He was a field artillery ordnanceman with a service battery of the 695th Field Artillery Battalion. Spent 10 months and 20 days overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict, and earned the Korea Service Medal with one bronze campaign star, meaning he was there for at least 6 months during the wartime. UN Service Medal. So he was, what a modern day you would call a combat veteran. Mm-hmm. Served in Korea during the Korean conflict. Mm-hmm. Anybody that serves in the theater during a period of war is considered a combat veteran. So we thank you, Leo, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right.
And today we are discussing record-breaking VA claims production, which has brought the claims backlog to under 200,000, which is brings it down 25% under this administration. The VA put out a press release on May 22nd. VA's backlog of benefit claims have decreased over the last few months. VA announced that its disability benefits compensation claims backlog is under 200,000 for the first time since my 42nd birthday on March 5th, 2023. The VA claim A VA claim is considered backlogged once it has been pending for more than 125 days or roughly a little over 4 months. Since this new administration starting January 20th, the backlogs dropped from 264,717 down to 198,378, which is a 25% reduction. Backlog reduction, VA announced, is made possible through a series of record-breaking milestones, including processing 1 million disability claims during the fiscal year, faster than ever before. Highest monthly production rate in VA history was in April of this year with 256,178 claims processed. That's a lot of man hours.
Really?
Yes. Each one of those claims can take cumulatively between 10 to 20 hours, cumulatively over its lifespan. The highest daily production rate in VA history was May 20th with over 15,000 claims processed in 1 day. The Biden administration oversaw a 24% increase in the backlog from 213,000 on January 20th, 2021 to 264,000 on January 20th, 2025. Well, in between that time was a passage of the PACT Act, which made several new health conditions presumptive to service in a theater of operations, whether it be Vietnam, Thailand, Guam, Iraq, Afghanistan, other Middle Eastern countries as well. No wonder the claims got increased during that time because more health conditions are eligible for benefits. The highest point ever of the VA claims backlog was 611,000 in March of 2013. And its lowest backlog ever was 64,738 in December of 2019. So if you want more information on the claim, on VA claims or the claims process, by all means contact my office. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what is that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838. We're on the website, MinnesotaVeteran.org. Contact our office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse.
Is the garden open yet?
It's green.
Green, okay.
Yep, it's green. It's gardeny. But I am going to be closed for a few times over this month. Tuesday and Wednesday this week, I'll be up in Grand Rapids. So tomorrow and Wednesday, I won't be available. I'm also going to be taking some vacation. I haven't taken some time off for myself in about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
I got to do that. You know, I may be out of the office, but that doesn't mean I'm, right, you know, relaxing or taking some Josh time.
Yeah.
So I'm finally taking some Josh time the week of the 16th through the 20th and probably a few days before as well. So that might start the start on the 12th of June.
Okay.
But, you know, you reach my office at 598-3445. If I'm out, you can contact my colleagues in Chippewa County at 320-269-6419 or Swift County at 320-842-5271.
All right. We might have to do the Vets Info Show when you're on vacation.
We'll use some
radio magic
to get that done.
Don't want to do the show on a beach or anything like that, huh?
Nah, well, there's no beach, no real beaches.
Oh, you're not going on to a beach.
Okay. It's more of a staycation. And,
okay, good. I like staycations.
Yeah, it's take advantage of some local things.
All right.
And have some fun.
All right, Josh. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming in today.
Sounds good. Thank you, Paul.
Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer, and that's another Vet Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92, KLQP-FM.